Oh, good morning, everybody. Rod Sloan here, and today is the day. Today is the day the Ashes start. I don't know about you, but I am excited. I am full of anticipation for what I think is going to be an amazing 7 weeks. Now, watching the news this morning, the weather looks good down in Cardiff. That's the important thing. And I've been critical of giving the test match to Cardiff, which is done for money. But now it's down there. Good luck to the Welsh. I hope they have a great 5 days. Hey, maybe only take 3.5 for England to roll over Australia. Quick recap. Australia have the Ashes. They beat us 5-0 last time. They're number one in the world. They've just come off a series where they beat South Africa in South Africa. So, quite rightly, they are the bookies' favourites. So for England, this is a big challenge. But there's no reason for any fear today. There's no Shane Warne, no Glenn McGrath, no Adam Gilchrist. Now, I'm sure the guys that come in, Mitchell Johnson's, all those other guys are good players, but they're not the great players we've seen before in that Australian team. Six of their players who are likely to play today have never played in an Ashes test match. So, in many ways, England potentially more experienced at this form of cricket. It's going to be intense. I want England to stand up, be strong, play good cricket. Don't let those Aussie boys intimidate us. Don't be fearful. No reason to be fearful. This is the beginning of the greatest 7 weeks of your life. We're behind you. We want to make it historic. Come on, England. We can do it. Come on, England. And I look forward to the Welsh getting behind us, and I look forward to seeing Catherine Jenkins singing those songs. So, I'm afraid, for all my Aussie acquaintances, including good old Dingo Dougie Jenner, you're going to be crying into your beer, and I encourage, you know, I want this test match finished by Friday. Yes, I do, by Friday. The reason being, the Ealing Beer Festival starts today, and that runs. And I'm planning to go to it on Friday. And I want to be celebrating and toasting an English victory with fine English or Welsh ale. So finally, come on England, let's play well. You have my full support.